of the House of Lords, you will accept my maid into this place, or I will bring it up with your superior.
It's not worth the paperwork.
Come on through, miss.
Oh, America.
It's not worth the time.
Alright, so did we ever get a location for the Patriot?
We know he's in New York.
He's not the Patriot, he's the Yankee.
The Yankee.
The Yankee. It's not the Patriot.
Or is it, I think it's the Yankee.
Yeah.
It's the Yankee.
I guess Yankee?
He's just Yankee in your chain. Yeah, the Yankee.
Okay. So, did anyone figure out where he was?
You guys have Death Ground.
Okay.
We know he's in New York. That's all we got.
Okay.
I'm looking for some Yanks.
Maple Leaf, right over there.
New York Yankees.
Now, you...
I know.
Are at minus three, or two.
That gives me a box.
Because you're an outsider. You're American. You're fine.
I'm off the boat.
I got a five. No, a four since he assisted.
Four. That's all you really need. You kind of, you know, you begin asking around, and he basically gives you a ghetto. And then basically say it's right in the middle of the street.
What, the...
Yeah, the entrance is in the middle of the street.
As in, like, a manhole cover? Okay. Well... We go to the ghetto, find the manhole cover.
It's
basically
dirty.
As you guys are heading, let's see.
Oh, is this any dirtier than the places we visit in London on a regular basis?
Yes.
It's not. We live in the ghettos of London.
You live in the ghettos of London.
It's true, you do.
Well, see if I ever help you two again. Oh, wait.
Rio occasionally visits.
Oh, wait, I'm loyal. Damn it.
You can say all you want. Alright.
You can threaten to abandon us, but you know you won't. It's kind of like how Andre threatens to abandon me sometimes. But no, he won't.
Alright, you guys hop on down the manhole covering, kind of follow the, you know, markers on the walls. You guys eventually get to a pair of doors that are barricaded, kind of nailed shut right now. You can see a number of guys on this side of the door trying to keep that door closed.
Like, they're with us? And
they're rippers, and they've blockaded their base in.
Is there something loose in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Rivers from London.
East End River Lodge.
No, Black Mesa.
Black Mesa Trading Company, if you will.
Knowledge Rippers at minus, since you guys are only local significance, minus four.
I thought
no.
We made it up to region.
No, we're still local.
You're still local. You're a local flavor.
All
right. We don't really expect them to know who we are.
Yeah, they're like, okay.
Did something get loose from your Ripper Lab?
We've had the lodge for roughly 2 months.
Oh, okay. go talk to the Yankee.
It's a library, a meeting room, and a sleeping quarters.
Yes.
We can't even man the library.
Yeah, I don't understand why they don't know us in a different country.
Wait,
especially since we're being overshadowed by the big boss.
We do need to increase our resources. Why? I advance in 3-3, which means you don't have enough to pay me. Alright.
Well, if we don't have the resources, you don't advance and we don't pay you extra.
Okay. Alright, I guess we go find the Yankee.
Yep, you see him and he's sitting there. He's actually in a leather costume. It's kind of, it's stylized in a Minuteman type of outfit. You know, the old, you know, jacket, the mm-hmm. basically matching something colonial level.
Minuteman from,
Not quite that bad, but he's got the old jacket, the old pants, he's got the tricorn hat and everything, he's got a mask on. He looks like a masked crusader.
Okay.
And he looks at you guys and says, oh. Well, my men say you're rippers?
Yes.
From London, yeah.
East End.
I'm afraid you've arrived at a bad time.
Tell.
What exactly is loose in your lodge?
Maybe you've heard the rumors about alligators in the sewers?
Yes.
No.
Rumors are true, because we put them down here to eat the rats. However, much to our dismay, it seems one of them has been swimming in the runoff from our potion lab and has gained tremendous supernatural powers.
Why don't you just use cats?
I love cats.
Because alligators also tend to chase off Cabal.
Ah, very good.
Cats do not.
Depends on the size of the cat.
They're not letting tigers loose in the sewers.
Yes, they wouldn't survive very well.
Yes, that makes the situation worse. Yesterday,
but tigers are very friendly people.
Yesterday,
tigers
decided
are not people.
Yesterday, the alligator decided to set up a lair in our lodge, but we couldn't exactly hurt it, and it kind of drove us out with its fiery breath. Several of my men were killed.
Fire breathing. Is it a dragon now?
Can it fly?
I don't know. It's in the sewers.
We do have a jetpack.
No, we left that at home.
We did.
If you want any sort of help, we're going to have to get rid of this thing. Because I'm not leaving here because it's basically hunting us down and eating us.
Very well.
Alright, well,
is there any way I could change? I'm still on my...
You think someone's going to see you down here?
Besides you two? All of you?
We've already seen you.
You haven't seen me naked.
Well, you don't need to change.
She needs to put on her leather outfit.
Actually, in fact, she is in a dress.
Oh. I guess I am not in my costume. I'm not in my normal outfit.
Well, what I mean to say
actually,
is...
honestly, you probably will have changed into your costume as soon as you hit the sewers.
Yeah.
Or prior to getting in the sewers. You are not walking into the sewers in a dress.
Well, we were done in it. Where is it? Down there?
You probably would have gone someplace, stuck it in one of your bags, had your bags taken to a hotel.
Okay. Yeah. Hotels here? Good hotels?
We're in New York.
Are there good hotels?
Yes, there are hotels up to your side.
Okay. Alright, so how should we deal with this?
We're gonna have to hunt the damn thing.
Well, Savage, looks like this is your area of expertise.
Oh, lovely!
Knowledge 5 on animals?
Well, you know alligators. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm giving you. I'm not giving you what it's become.
That's fine, I'm basing it off of alligators. Fire breathing alligators, how many of those are in the wild?
None.
Zero. Alligators are, of course, strong and pretty tough. They have thick skins that are, of course, aquatic. They have a vicious bite. In addition, they have the ability to roll over.
Alright, well.
Wait, would that give me the knowledge that I know about alligators?
Sure.
Okay. But how much do you guys know about alligators?
Some. They're big, scary, and eat Cabal just pretty damn well.
Well, just so you know, the rumor that they are slow on land is false, though they are quicker in water.
Yeah, we certainly found that one out yesterday.
If you are bit by him, just knock him let go, because their strength, the strength of their jaw is the pressure going down, not coming up. And also, if they get you in a death roll with it, not against it. Otherwise, they are shredded to pieces. And do not be hit by the tail, because normal alligators can break your leg, so I can only imagine what this size alligator can do.
Okie dokie, miss.
Alright,
she is a zoologist or something?
Something like
she
that.
She just really likes animals.
I don't know what quite to do with the fire breathing part.
Don't get hit.
Is it like a spray, or is it like a line?
Is
it really good with his aim?
Range 14, rate of fire 2, AoE 3, power 14.
I don't understand. What is this English thing?
I just want to say it now. That'd be painful.
Continuous effect fire.
Yeah, that'd be painful.
And I know their skills are really tough, so gonna be hard to hurt them. I can only imagine he's probably gotten tougher.
If I'm wearing my ripper claw, am I allowed to wield a gun in that same hand and shoot it?
Okay. You're holding it.
I've counted as
it's counted as well.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a little bar you have to hold on to.
Okay. That's why I had to ask, because I wasn't sure.
They strap it to your arm, and then you hold on to the bar and there's claws. And you go like that.
If it is possible, you can try and get above him. If he's not in the water, he can't reach up. Because their heads can't turn very well.
Assuming it hasn't mutated.
You just jump out the water.
Like I said, if he's not in the water. Because if he's in the water, his tail is powerful enough to propel him out of the water. But if he's on land, he can't use his tail very well. At least for that.
What if his attacks?
You know a lot about lizards, cat lady.
We have to deal with crocodiles every now and then.
You have to deal with crocodiles every now and again. I have never seen a damn crocodile. I'm not even really sure what a crocodile is.
You will soon find out. However, no. There is a difference between alligators and crocodiles.
It's a big lizard.
Does she ever?
No.
Not when I get to ransom my like.
And she's also one of our funders, so.
Just kind of creating some side passageways.
I like how that one's smaller.
The guy was drunk when he designed these.
That one's tiny also.
Are you saying you're drunk, Andre?
This reminds me of Diablo 2.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever. Alright. Let's see.
What are you looking for?
A giant crocodile?
I need a giant lizard. Ivan, hand me Steven's dragon.
Oh, I'm missing a wing. You should break the other wing.
Nothing cut.
Function. That is the beast now.
Well, it looks like it's about capable of flight.
He's halfway there.
Why are you riding the alligator?
Blah, 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 flower. Whoa, tree flower.
What?
Hold on, I need to pause this thing. Alright. You guys pop open the doors.
Oh dear lord!
And then rather than seeing some, you know, tiny alligator. Oh no, 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 no. It is roughly, let's see. It's about 20 feet long from tail to snout. And well over 3,000 pounds. It's huge!
Oh my!
And you can see there are a number of rippers who are still kind of scurrying around attempting to get out of its view. Unfortunately, one guy does not look like he's going to be escaping for terribly long. But, at this point, I do need you guys to give me guts checks.
Guts. I got a
7.
Oh my god.
Unless you might see something.
Yep, minus your reason.
Okay, so get 5.
I got a 9.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay. Lord Savage. Oh! Savage freaks out going, what the bloody hell? Oh, no, wait, never mind, he stopped burning.
I'm surprised the Savage was that easily frightened.
Yeah.
And the Yankee already made his a while ago. Anywho. So at this point, it goes down to Carter. Because it, of course, doesn't need to cast checks when it sees you guys.
I take it Yankee is the jetpack guy?
Yep.
Okay.
And Lord Savage is the guy with the rifle.
Are you quick? Yes.
I'm a weapon!
I'm level-headed.
Sweet.
Alright. Yankee. What edges do you have? You have no edges. Okay.
What?
Yankee has no edges.
What rank is he?
Looks like seasoned? No, he's higher than seasoned. His stats are too high for seasoned. Alright.
Then why doesn't he have edges?
That sucks.
The alligator got a...
Joker.
Oh, nom, 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 nom.
That poor guy.
It will go ahead and bite him. Nine is going to be a hit with a raise. Its strength is a d12 plus 6, plus a d8, plus a 6 for a raise, plus 2. So we're looking at a total of this plus 8.
All right, so 15, 18, 26. Nom, 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 nom.
Alright. Well, next we go to... looks like the queen. Alec.
Sick your corgis on him.
Let's see, well...
don't get melee.
I suppose, how long does it take to remove a ripper claw?
It takes an action.
Agility check to draw my shotgun.
Go ahead.
I wasn't expecting to be like this shotgun. Big.
It's an alligator.
Yay, nerd.
That's an alligator.
Remember, if it bites and rolls, go with it.
If it bites and rolls,
how are you still alive?
By the way, there is not an elf writing it, despite what it may look like.
Tree, flower, flower, tree!
Get me off this thing!
Tree, flower, flower, tree!
Root! Root! Root!
Thorns! As you can see why the Rippers kind of retreated out of this area.
Well, this is an interesting way to have to apply glue.
That's. I had to use a Q-tip. Yes, you can see it. Okay. Just fine.
It's fat.
I was making sure, because I know if I went here, I won't be able to see it. Yeah, I'm just getting his attention for right now. I hit.
What'd you get?
Five.
Five? All right. You just hit.
Because is it submerged?
No, it's just big. You actually get a bonus to hit it.
Oh, okay. Now let's see if I can wound it. Seven!
Yeah, it ignores you.
Yeah. I'm just trying to grab his attention.
Ivan, you're up next.
You want to run up and start knifing it?
Back there,
reflection on myself.
Smart choice. You succeed.
I head towards it, and I draw my knife.
Give me an agility check just to make sure you don't drop your knife.
I got quick draw.
Oh, that's right. You got quick draw. Never mind.
That's why I just draw one knife. If I draw two, I need to do it.
Right.
Plus two.
Want to go up and fence it?
No.
It looks like it's only got one weapon.
That it does.
Not true.
It looks like it only has one weapon.
Stan. Guess I'll go stand on the bridge by Jessica. And shoot it with my gun after I draw it.
Okay, so you draw your gun this turn. You're gonna fire at minus two?
You won't be hard to hit. You won't be hard to hurt.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Go ahead and draw and fire.
What is my shooting? Oh, it's still a d4. Okay. Nope. Well, it's a four. I don't know.
Four hits. That's all you need.
Alright, cool.
Because plus two for its size, minus two for its... for you drawing. 9. 13! Pink! Bounces right up.
All right.
All right.
Not even a shake.
Lord Savage.
Takes aim with his elephant gun.
I want to bring out the big guns for this one. I know an elephant gun is a big gun, but if you have anything bigger.
Actually, elephant gun is only tied with a shotgun slug.
That hits with a raise.
It's one of the hardest hitting things unless you actually get a cannon.
Do you have a hand cannon?
Hand cannon is actually less damage. Elephant gun does more damage.
Just do all that vibrator, throw it in his mouth, see what happens.
I had a different picture.
Filled him to the face.
Nine. It doesn't even annoy it.
Kabloom.
I did more damage.
Yankee and his men. One, two, three. He's going to fire his hand crossbow. We'll go ahead and fire one of the silver ones. Maybe that will work on it. Okay, so his shooting is a
D10. In a moment, Andre.
Sure you will. Otherwise, I will hunt you down like a fish.
Like a fish?
You hunt fish.
Six will hit.
Bah.
The mini crossbow does what?
Similar to the
Yeah, as do I. Mini crossbow. 2d6, exactly. Mm-hmm. AP 1. 7. 9. Tick! Nope, silver didn't do anything to it. The men, those who are around the corner, will kind of take a shot. And those who are not in line of sight are going to remain that way.
Mm-hmm.
The door's open, they can get out.
Hit with a raise, firing their pistols. So we got a 9, 11, nothing still. And then they go back to hiding. Okay, new deck. Yankee. Savage. Frick. Alright, King of Hearts is first.
Alright. Of course, I've got glue in my pants.
I have a plan. I think I know how to cut it. It's going to be really hard.
So what range do I have to be in? Wait, that just provides a +2 to hit, doesn't it?
What?
My shotgun.
Yep.
If it's a buck.
Yep.
Let's see. Are you within... Is it within short range from here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes.
Okay. Gonna take a shot at it.
Alright. While you're shooting, add 4. Oh, wait. You're sawed off, right?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it short, correct?
Yeah. If it's a medium, I only do 2d6.
Yes.
I don't want to get much closer to that thing.
Alright. Fire away, you're just the same as anyone else's pistol.
Pass me that. Then why am I not using my pistol?
Because you need, like, the +4 to hit.
I suppose that makes it easier to get a raise.
A lot easier to get a raise, but yeah.
If I hit,
Yeah, if you hit, you get a raise.
You get a raise. Roll your 3d6, sir.
Can I borrow a d6?
Eleven?
14.
14.
Bing, 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 bing.
It laughs at me.
It chortles. Ryan!
You know, I would aim if that did anything for damage, but...
That does.
It adds to hit.
It, yeah, but it doesn't add to damage.
Yeah, but that helps you get a raise. Let me tell you, you kind of need a raise on this thing. You don't think, you know, you're...
You could aim for his eye.
Yep, you could always aim for something small and vulnerable.
But that would that really help?
It'd bypass armor.
Okay.
Which is what this guy has.
I guess I'll do that.
All right.
But so that'd be a minus whatever. I think it's -4.
6 for a tiny target. 4 for something about this size of the head, 6 for the eye, 2 for a limb.
I'll go for just the...
Go for the eyes, Boo! Go for the eyes!
How big are this thing's eyes? Would that be a minus four?
It's canceled out by the plus two to hit for the thing.
So, it's just a normal shot? Basically?
It always provides a plus two to hit it. Now, since it's still a minus six for aiming at the eye, that means effectively you're only at a minus four.
Okay.
And aiming will put you at a minus two on your shot.
Okay. I'll do that.
Lord Savage, fires the other barrel.
Just say the plan. We're just kind of trying to not die.
Go ahead. Say your plan. Does it involve him not shooting it?
Not entirely.
Good, because he missed.
How?
Because he rolled a one?
Does this size bonus also go off of melee? It's easier to hit because it's big? Okay.
I was about to say, if our goal is really to get everyone out and, of course, destroy this thing, movement attracts its attention. So if we distract it with our bodies, it'll allow the others to get out. And also, we can set up positions for certain individuals to have aim. Well, like for you, you have speed, so you can probably outrun it. If you. Just an example.
If you want to kite it.
Yeah, if you want to kite it. And then we can aim for the mouth. Inside of the mouth. Because it doesn't have the thick hide on the inside.
That's true.
It is bigger than the eyes.
Yeah.
He just has to open his mouth. That's my plan.
Well, it's your turn.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to stab it in his eye.
Yeah!
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey,
the door's open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. It's turn. So far, no one's even shaking it, so far it's still working under animal stupidity. 1, 2, 3, 4. It will go ahead and run because it doesn't do anything yet.
Is it submerged?
No.
Can it be submerged? Is it that big?
That's its turn. You activated him and told him the door's open, which means...
You run to the hell away.
Turn around, soldier.
Oh, God.
I've got balls of steel.
You're expendable. Go fight it.
You're not one of our NPCs.
He'll turn around and fire at it. He can't shoot the mouth.
But they can shoot up his ass.
That really smells it. Oh!
11.
Apparently up his ass 16. Is a nice place to shoot it.
16, AP 1, that actually shakes it!
Oh my god!
Yay, I can run away!
up its ass is actually a great place to shoot it, apparently.
He has not been activated, no longer has line of sight, no longer line of sight.
What? He still has line of sight.
He ducked back around the corner.
I guess.
This guy's kind of, you know, waiting for you guys to tell him the coast is clear.
The coast is not clear. Go fight it.
He'll go ahead and reload his mini crossbow. Ivan.
Put on my other knife and move as close as I can. Right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Want to try and jump?
Sure.
Give me an agility check.
8, 10, 6. All you need is a 4. Yeah, you're fine.
That's 11. 6. You want to run?
Yeah, why not?
Roll d6. One, two, three. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Alright.
Savage is level.
Oh good, high. I go before the crocodile so I can
All right,